Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Show to camera, John Rich, 94 WIP, coming off a sad weekend and a sad week, and obviously a unique time, but not an exclusively. I mean, it's unique, but it's also, of course, with the murder of George Floyd, not the first time that type of thing has occurred, not nearly. We are here to discuss as a show what's in our minds and our hearts and to do it together. Let's continue the phone calls today to gather experiences and just sort of discuss what is happening in our city and in our nation at 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Kevin in Delaware. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, fellas. How you doing today?
Doing all right.
Kevin, it's good hearing from you, man.
Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, guys, I wanted to see how you touched this weekend. And then first I want to say I appreciate the approach that you guys are taking. I really do. I like the form that you have. And if you just give me a few seconds
Absolutely.
To explain how I feel about
sure.
it. You know, Joe, you guys talk about peaceful protests. And so I have to touch topics that are relevant. Colin Kaepernick took a knee and kneeled for brutality of black men who were getting killed, unarmed black men by the police. And white America took that and triggered that to spin it that he was dishonoring the flag. And it wasn't about dishonoring the flag. Mm-hmm. It was about protesting, a peaceful protest to stop the violence that had happened to black men. But white America twisted that. LeBron James came out and talked about it and tried to defend it. And white America twisted that again and told them to shut up and play basketball. Malcolm Jenkins and other players in the NFL took knees, put their arms up in the air. And you have the president of the United States come out and say that these guys, and use a name that I'm not going to use on your show, but said that they need to be fired and kicked out of the league. We have done peaceful protests, but it doesn't get resolved. White America doesn't listen. Everybody's got their stories. I've got stories of being an 18-year-old kid beaten up on the ground as a cop because of mistaken identity. I got stories of me being a 52-year-old man who's very successful at what he does. I drive a high-end vehicle that I get followed 3 miles to my house. And then when I pull in my driveway, I'm asked, who am I? What am I doing here? And I'm saying, it's Jeez. My house. It's my car. I live here. There's just so much pent-up frustration because white America twists it and you don't listen to what the true meaning and essence of what people are trying to do in a very peaceful way. Mm-hmm. I don't condone what the protesters did. I believe in protesting. I don't condone, John, you said it right. There are different people out here that got their own personal agendas that are doing what they're doing. But for the most part, they're really sensible young kids who are upset because mm-hmm. we have been beaten time and time and time again. But everyone wants to change the narrative. Don't change the narrative. You want to have a conversation about it. I agree. Let's have a conversation about what the true essence of what is being done. Why these young black men, Malcolm Jenkins, LeBron James, Colin Kaepernick, you name it, when they do peaceful protests, don't change the narrative. They're dishonoring something when they're not. And that's the frustration that I have.
All right,
the
Kevin.
The frustration that I have is that I got three kids and John, you talked about your kids. I've got to teach my kids what it's like just to be black in America, because they're not going to be treated the same exact way, John,
right.
as your kids are.
Right.
And lastly, Joe, I know you guys got to go. Two young black students in Atlanta were just pulled out of a car for driving and beaten when they weren't doing nothing but driving.
Yeah, it's disgraceful. Kevin, so God bless you, man. We love you. You know that. I appreciate you calling in today, Kevin. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Kevin. Let's keep the calls going with Joe in Mayfair. Heavy stuff here today. Joe, you're on WIP.
I'm not going to ask you guys how you're doing because I don't think anybody this morning's feeling great.
Right.
Just going to weigh in on my two cents. You know, I Joe, you say we've come a long way in this country, and I don't agree with you. And I think you have to hit rock bottom before you can realize you have to, you can only crawl out of it. I think the worst is still yet to come, because just from what I see and what I hear and I experience in life, I have more money than you, so I'm better than you. I have a better car than you, so your car's cheaper. I take a train and you have a car. I have good doctors, you have lesser doctors. You can say with anything in life, what food you eat, you can compare what the average person in this country has is comparing to either something above you or below you. And it's gotten out of hand, especially with race. And what just happened is just the straw that broke the camel's back. You get up every day and you only are in your own little box. And that's the only world that you live in, is your routine every day. Imagine getting up every day feeling defeated that you can't get good you can't give your kids good education, you can't get them good medical, you can't get them good food, where you're eating box foods all the time, day after day after day after day after day. It's not what America was built on. It's worse. The dollar today, Joe, is what's driving this country to where it is right now. It's either you have it or you don't. And it's, today we're talking a division of race. There's a division of creed. There's a division.
Well, yeah, the economic disparity and, is a huge issue in our nation.
And
yeah.
This is what caused the problem of it, is you have people that have been in their houses for 10 weeks in a lot of urban areas, frustrated that they can't pay their bills when $1,200 they got $1,200 for 10 weeks. You have states that haven't even opened up unemployment drawers yet for people that need to pay bills. This is a culmination of everything that's happened over the last 10 weeks, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back, and it's not going to change unless the top changes. It's just going to get out of hand. And I just wish that everybody would join forces, not just people with money, if people without money, people without the greatest jobs. It's, we're never going to be one country again until we all unite to bring the bottom up rather than push down the bottom. And that's how I feel, and I think it's sad.
All right, Joe. I appreciate the call. Now, the economic disparity is massive. I don't think it's, you know, certainly not the exclusive. I mean, it sounded like Joe was almost implying that that was the exclusive cause for, you know, things exploding over the last, you know, couple of days. And certainly it's there's nothing here exclusive in that regard. In many ways, it's century old. With that said, there's no question, John, the coronavirus crisis and the shut-in component likely played a role in the methodology.
Absolutely.
of protest over the weekend. Let's talk to Nick in Mullica Hill. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right, man. We're trying to hang in. Go ahead.
So I'm telling you this from a perspective of a 18-year-old white kid whose father is a New Jersey state trooper. And my dad was outraged when he saw the video of George Floyd. He was mad. He was gave him an uneasy feeling, as it should every American. And I think in this country, I don't know what it's like to be a black person in this country. I have friends that are black, but I don't know what they feel every day. And I feel like we have to get to the point in this country where if I'm walking down the street, I feel comfortable when a policeman is behind me. And I feel like it has to be that way for the black community as well. But I don't know how we're going to get there. And I just hope this country can get through this and make it better.
I think what you said at the end is spot on. We hope to make it better. Listen, Nick, I don't know exactly how to get there either. I don't think anyone does. There's not a math equation here that makes it all happen nice and easy. And that's why the complexities are such a problem. I mean, they're, you know, such vast issues. I mean, John and Nick, thank you for the call. Like John, when he says, I don't know how to get there. Yeah, I agree.
Now, well, this is part of how you.
This
get
is
there.
Part of it.
And
having,
I mean, that's
discussion.
The sad truth.
Yes.
Yeah, but like, no, not just the discussion.
Oh, I'm the weekend.
But yes, yeah. What we saw. I mean, the tearing it down. Rob, our caller Rob, started it out by saying you have to essentially raise this to build it back up, because the system as it stands is so broken and so wrong. And I worry. I think what we saw was a reflection of the hopelessness that a lot of people feel.
And anger.
Hopelessness and anger. And when a lot of that stems from history, a lot of that stems from the present, the reality of people losing jobs and because of something that none of us can control with the pandemic
right.
that we have going on. But man, leadership when you need it most, we could use strong leadership
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
And we are sorely lacking in that department.
215-592-9494. Coming up, Michael Jordan, the statement he released over the weekend about everything going on. We'll read that to you and certainly continue to take everyone's phone calls as well. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.